If you've missed a show, the full audio library is at RadioMD.com. And now back to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
Brought to you by YouBeauty.com and Morning and Night Multivitamins. Dr. Mike's Real Age Tip of the Week for the hour, coming up for the end of the hour. Time for What's Toxic and What's Not with Dr. Gary Ginsberg. Every week at this time, Dr. Mike, pick the topic from Dr. G's mailbag you like.
Well, the one that is most fascinating is DDT and cancer, since we still use DDT, don't we, Gary?
Well, yeah, Mike, we don't in this country. It is banned, but it is allowed for antimalarial use because it's one of the most effective antimalarial agents still around, but it is persistent in the environment, and it is a cancer risk. But in this particular space, so it's allowed in the third world. In fact, I just read a study that looked at how DDT is being used to spray homes, the walls of homes in African villages, to try to hold down the spread of malaria there. So there could be heavy exposures still in the third world, and some of that does make its way up into our food chain. So DDT exposure is still happening out there, even to us, even though it's banned in the U.S. But this story was not cancer, it was Alzheimer's disease, and Alzheimer's disease has been a mystery. There's some genetic links, but still, what is the environmental aspect of it? We know that cigarette smoking actually decreases your risk that's Parkinson's disease, smoking and Parkinson's. But Alzheimer's disease now is being linked to higher body accumulation, body burden of DDT. A study from a combination of Texas and Georgia researchers looked at a bunch of older people who have Alzheimer's and some who don't. They found four times higher levels. That's a pretty strong signal. Four times higher levels of DDE, a metabolite of DDT, in the blood of those people that do have the disease. And then they did a fascinating thing. They didn't just leave it to the association, because epidemiology associations could be for any number of reasons, but then they actually looked at some of the people who were dead, found that the levels in their brain were similar to the levels in the blood, showing that the blood was indicating what was accumulating over time in their brains. And we know that as you get older, you tend to get high levels of these persistent chemicals. They could build up in your fat, they could build up in your brain. And then they, one step further, they exposed brain cells in test tubes to these levels of DDT, and they got the Alzheimer improper protein buildup in those cells. So it's looking like this environmental chemical banned in this country, still allowed in the third world. And look, I know a lot of older folks who used chemicals like DDT around the foundation of the homes to kill termites. It was sprayed in homes, inside of homes, back in the 1940s and 50s at parks. So the horse has sort of left the barn on this one. We're trying to rein it all back in. But this would be a fascinating, fascinating link to what causes Alzheimer's disease, because DDT is not the only chemical that persists in the body, gets to the brain, is neurotoxic. It opens the door to things like flame retardants. What do they do to brain chemistry? So all very interesting new information.
All right, now speaking of stuff that's sprayed.
What's that, Mike?
Well, I love the one on tenting. And Joe likes the spray foam insulation safe. So take either one and then do the other one.
Why don't we go with tenting? We will go. And it's not really camping season yet, but it will be soon. And so let me get to the bottom line before I cover the news part of it. And that is, wash your hands when you are out in the woods camping. And, you know, when you're grubby and you're cooking over a fire, it's kind of nice to like not have to worry about washing your hands and cleanliness, and it's kind of dark, and you don't know how clean the soup is and how clean your fork is, and you say the heck with it, and you rough it, right? Well, this study from researchers from, I believe, Boston University, they looked at about 15 brands of tents, and they looked for flame retardants in the tent material. And flame retardants are neurotoxic. They can also be potentially hormone disruptive and even carcinogenic. They found a banned one, DECA, a brominated diphenyl ether, and another one, chlorinated tris, which is a high concern chemical in the tents. And then they looked at people who set up tents. I think this was a mock simulation, and the people setting up the tents had increased levels in their hands. So that says that, hey, after you set up a tent, you know, you're touching it a lot. Some of that can rub off on you. Good idea that before you cook dinner to make sure you have the water carboy set up and you run the water and all soap. Get your hands cleaned up. You know, hopefully in the future, tents will have safer chemicals in them. But right now, the tent you buy at whatever store is probably going to have some chemical. You know, you want to go out to nature and have that natural experience. You're bringing along with you some flame retardants. So just be aware of keep the hands clean and before you touch the food.
See, that's why a 4-star hotel sounds much more appealing to me, Gary. You know what I mean?
don't you want to breathe in all that smoky fire? My pet peeve about going to a campground is that everybody's burning fires at the same time, and it's like you're in, you know, it's like you're in almost like the fire zone.
Yeah. But then you got the bed bugs with the hotel sometimes, so you can't win one way or the other. All right, now how about the other one? Mike liked the tent thing. Spray foam insulation, yes or no?
Yeah, I get this question a lot. The news is really starting to increase about that. So this is mostly for new construction. You will be asked the question, well, what do you want us to put in the attic and inside the walls? And there are some choices. And what they may choose, what the builder may choose for you, because it's relatively inexpensive and easy to install, is the spray foam insulation. And more we're hearing reports that certain chemicals like isocyanates, which are pretty irritating, may be off-gassing from the material for some period of time that can cause people irritation and even asthmatic reactions. So go with other blown-in materials like cellulose for the walls or rigid styrofoam or even the fiberglass batting, which, you know, there's been some bad rap about that, but that's really not asbestos. Those fibers are not really that toxic. But the spray foam, it's almost like going back to the urea formaldehyde foam or the UFI problem we had in the 1980s, where there's formaldehyde off-gassing out of the insulation. Now we're getting a different chemical that doesn't last as long as the formaldehyde in the walls, but still could be off-gassing. So you want to watch out for the spray foam insulation that contains the isocyanates.
All right, about a minute to go. One more minute, then we got to go to the break. The FDA and Indian cigarettes. What can you tell us about that briefly?
Yeah. These are biddies. They're called BIDIs. And the FDA, about 2-3 years ago, was given the authority by Congress to regulate tobacco as a drug, nicotine as a drug. So now that opened up the door to FDA to saying no to certain kinds of cigarettes. Like if the nicotine level is too high and it's too addicting, they could regulate that. They can't ban nicotine, but they can regulate it. And they can also ban other ingredients in the cigarettes. These four brands have been on the watch list. And biddies in general on the watch list because it's particularly attractive to young people because they're cheap. And FDA has had trouble regulating them. The sales are taking off in adolescence. And the FDA has targeted these four brands because they're not disclosing their ingredients. Cigarettes, tobacco has become more carcinogenic in the last 15, 20 years because of flavor enhancers. And this brand, these four brands did not release their ingredients. FDA is pulling them off the shelves within 30 days. First time they are banning any brand of tobacco. So it's a big step for FDA into the world of regulating cigarettes.
Dr. Gary Ginsberg, whatstoxic.com, is his wonderful website. Did you know room lighting affects your decision-making? It certainly does. And how clean is that stethoscope your doctor uses? Coming up on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen on Radio MD. Stay well.